If you've ever seen the movie Ready Player One, you've probably felt the need to go out and get a VR headset. Like many other people, you may have tried it out, but realized there's more fluff than stuff when it comes to the hype behind virtual reality. During the COVID era, the metaverse was dubbed the next big thing. But since the introduction of AI and the fact that people are going outside again, it seems like no one cares about VR anymore. In today's episode, we're going to unpack why I think a virtual reality company will surpass Apple in market cap and will become the most valuable company in the world. I'm David Dooley, and welcome to Business Adventures, a show that analyzes businesses, business models, and products to learn about what they did right or wrong. When you hear the term VR, it's easy to pigeonhole it as a gaming platform. Sony and Meta have unmistakably pushed the narrative of how VR can enhance gaming. However, the benefits of VR extend far beyond the ability to have more interactive first-person shooters. The metaverse, or the virtual world, already features prominent day-to-day activities that are often overshadowed by the ability to play more realistic video games. Imagine learning to cook a pot roast in a virtual cooking lesson, or learning to walk again in a virtual physical therapy session that takes place on Pandora. Or imagine getting yelled at in a virtual meeting room and not having to worry about hiding your tears in person. VR is set to weave its enchantment into every facet of your life. Mark Zuckerberg envisions a future where distinctions between the digital and physical worlds blur, melding into a seamless tapestry. Forget the binary choice of a real world or a virtual one. Soon, it will be all about a digital realm harmonizing with the physical. Now, I'm not suggesting we'll wake up and log into a Ready Player One universe, but the future holds a promise of a closer integration when you envision your work and daily activities, potentially revolutionizing the way we commute and engage with the world. Before we put on our headsets and jump down the Alice in Wonderland rabbit hole, let's demystify what the metaverse actually is. While putting on your headset is technically you entering the metaverse, consider this. Think of the term metaverse akin to how people in the 90s tossed around cyberspace. It was really used to describe the entire internet. Back then, cyberspace covered everything from online gaming and Amazon book hunts to asking the virtual oracle known as Jeeves questions. Much like how cyberspace was a broad stroke term for the internet, metaverse acts as an all-encompassing term for the virtual world. Even though anyone can power up a headset, there isn't a single place where everyone with a headset is floating leglessly around. The metaverse is more like a communal playground where users can mingle with each other as well as computer-generated elements and avatars. But, and it's a crucial but, this shared space isn't identical for everyone. Your metaverse experience hinges on the software you engage with and the company that creates your experience. I might come off as someone who's fully drinking the VR Kool-Aid, but I want to be clear. I think the metaverse is a once-in-a-generation opportunity and will forge the next wave of trillion-dollar companies. And here's what I mean. When you look back at the 90s, you'll notice that the dot-com boom birthed giants like Amazon, eBay, and even established companies like Microsoft got a second life. Every generation unfurls a defining characteristic, birthing a fresh crop of powerhouses. The 90s boasted the dot-com boom, the 2000s witnessed the ascent of Web 2.0 and the mobile revolution, and the 2010s heralded the dominion of cloud computing, social media, and mobile apps. Now fast forward the next two decades, I'm betting we'll be regaling the tales of how VR orchestrated the ascent of an entirely new league of companies. My contention is that the virtual realm is about to rewrite the business playbook, and those who seize this opportunity are destined to carve their names in the annals of economic history. VR and AR will play a significant role in shaping our global future. While there is a current buzz around artificial intelligence potentially taking the lead, the hype surrounding AI could be obscuring promising investments like VR. I'm a big fan of Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger. They are big advocates of buying low and selling high. I see an interesting dynamic at play here. The widespread focus on pouring funds into AI could be creating a scenario where other investment avenues like VR are relatively overlooked and undervalued. While I do admit that there's a lot of justified excitement around AI, I see VR benefiting from the association with AI as the latter pushes the boundaries of possibility within the VR space. Now, my logic is probably deeply flawed here, and I might be biased by AI and VR's current states, but I think if AI eliminates jobs and leaves people at home with nothing to do, and at the same time there's a massive advancement in VR technology, there could be a mass adoption of VR. AI could make everything in your life easier or more accessible. VR will make everything in your life infinitely more social. You'll be able to interact with people in a digital setting pretty much at any point you have your headset on. You could choose to hang out with your friends all day and never be bored because you can chill on the couch, play a game, or watch a movie at any point. Humans are social creatures. We typically live longer, healthier, and happier lives when we are adequately social. Because of this, I believe companies that specialize in VR will reach a similar status of achievement as the top VR companies in the future. My best argument for this theory is that I believe AI will become a commodity to an extent. In its current state, the top companies like Microsoft, Google, and Apple are all implementing AI into their products to the point where it's like the cloud computing revolution. Every major company adopted cloud computing, and now it's the norm. I think every major company will eventually adopt a version of AI that suits them best, and as a result, we will see it as a seamless addition to our lives and businesses. I think since VR is being undervalued and underestimated, we will see companies that specialize in VR leapfrog over the traditional tech behemoths. If everyone implements AI, then does it really create any new monopolies like the dot-com era created? There won't be any new Amazon in the AI world because Amazon is already using AI. If VR fundamentally changes the world, then there could be a whole new Amazon because Amazon and other massive tech companies are not deeply embedded in the VR world. When I look across the landscape of tech companies, there's a company that stands out for its potential global impact on the VR world, Meta. Fully embracing the metaverse, Meta has undergone significant changes. From a strategic name shift to the launch of promising products, they're leveraging their social media platforms to ease people into the world of virtual reality. You can grab an Oculus device linked to your Facebook account, connect with friends on VR chat, or even use an Oculus to explore health options like physical therapy for rehabilitation. Meta has solidified its commitment to the metaverse across VR, augmented reality, and smart glasses. They command a substantial 49% market share in the VR headset business with Oculus, and they have over 750 million people using Spark AR. And they've collaborated with Ray-Ban to introduce smart glasses. Meta emerges as a notable player, subtly reshaping the digital experience we know. If virtual reality really turns out to be the next big thing, Meta has the ultimate first mover's advantage. When you look at the competitive landscape, HTC, Sony, and even Apple all have respectable VR offerings. Meta's shift from being about reading your mind based on the pictures you like on Instagram to reading your mind based on the things you like in VR has led them to become synonymous with VR. You could attribute this to the name change, but I think it's much deeper than that. Let's look at the competition. Apple may tout superior technology and software in certain areas, but its lofty price point erects a huge financial barrier for many. Sony's headset, on the other side of things, is really geared towards PlayStation integration, and it risks being pigeonholed as a gaming device altogether. HTC, despite a promising headset, grapples with the constraints of smaller businesses, and therefore they have a lower marketing budget, causing the Vive to be somewhat eclipsed in the expansive sea of virtual reality options. Survey the virtual reality landscape, and it becomes abundantly clear. There's only one company poised to emerge victorious in the VR arms race, and that's Meta. When you think about the current state of virtual reality and the metaverse, I often draw comparisons to Google's rise of Android. Android today is one of the most common softwares in the world. You can find pretty much any type of product running a version of Android, from cars to more obvious things like TVs to even random things like toasters. If something isn't made by Apple or Microsoft, there's a high likelihood of it using Android as its foundational software. Google's Android has become omnipresent, entrenched in billions of devices worldwide, a testament to its profound impact. When I think about the factors that led to the rise of Android, I think the biggest thing that was responsible for Android's success is the fact that Google provided a strong backing for the ecosystem. At a time when there was only two options, iPhone or BlackBerry, Google poured billions of dollars and resources to ensure Android's success. I think the other major factor here that was attributed to Google's success with Android was the fact that it was open source. Google made it easier for developers to integrate Android by making sure it was open source. This allowed companies to customize the Android software to fit their needs. If you make it easier for people to use your product versus the competition, then you're sure to have a recipe for success. Meta is following a similar playbook that Google used. Meta slash Facebook's strong endorsement lets developers know that Oculus isn't going away anytime soon. They've provided ample resources and let developers have ample amount of support. The fact that Meta has made software open source pushes people to fully develop products around Meta's software. We could see different manufacturers adopt Meta software when building out their metaverses. Another thing to think about if you think virtual reality will become the next big thing is that in the early days of smartphones, Apple cleverly transitioned its loyal iPod fan base into iPhone customers. Leveraging the widespread recognition of Apple's proficiency in making music accessible, the iPhone offered a chance to streamline and eliminate the need for an extra device. Now, Meta finds itself in a similar position with billions of users from their Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp platforms. Picture a world where the masses already accustomed to Meta's platforms discover the benefits of virtual reality. In contrast to Apple's exclusive pricing, Meta strategically provides a range of price points and devices, making VR accessible to a broader audience. In this unfolding story, Meta emerges as a contender, ready to introduce virtual reality to a wider audience, much like Apple did in the early days of the smartphone revolution. Let's take a moment to explore some financial factors that could position Meta as a contender for the title of the world's most valuable company. Currently, Apple holds the crown with a $3 trillion market cap. Apple's projected 2023 revenue is estimated to be around $360 billion, with the majority of it coming from iPhone sales. iPhone sales make up almost half of their revenue. In 2022 alone, Apple sold over 232 million iPhones. Comparatively, Meta currently boasts a market cap of about $900 billion, which currently puts it as the seventh most valuable company globally. The bulk of Meta's revenue, in contrast to Apple, comes from its advertising business. Surpassing Apple will require Meta to triple its current business size, a noteworthy challenge, but not entirely implausible. Imagine if the world shifted towards VR and AR. Meta is well positioned to tap into this emerging market and could witness a similar transformative impact as the iPhone did in its heyday. Currently, a substantial 97% of Meta's revenue is generated from traditional social media advertising. However, if Meta was able to sell 230 million headsets annually, generating an assumed average selling price of $299, this could potentially add nearly $70 billion to their revenue. This projection doesn't even account for potential revenue from the VR and AR stores. It's an intriguing prospect, highlighting Meta's significant growth potential in an ever-evolving landscape of virtual reality. Every so often, a paradigm shift occurs, reshaping the dynamics of our world. We've witnessed it through the internet, the Web 2.0 era, and the rise of smartphones. Now a new generational movement is quietly beginning with the gradual shift towards the virtual realm. While it's clear that AI is on the brink of ushering in a transformative change in our daily lives, there's an aspect we might be overlooking in virtual reality. It's possible that I'm a bit too optimistic about the future of VR and AR, or maybe I'm not fully grasping the investment landscape ahead. Regardless, one thing remains certain. We are at a juncture where significant changes are on the horizon in the next few years. The technological landscape is evolving, and the coming era holds the promise of altering various aspects of our world. It's a time for change, but the extent and impact are yet to fully unfold. I'm David Dooley, and this has been an episode of Business Adventures, a show that analyzes businesses, business models, and products to learn about what they did right or wrong. If you learned something today or enjoyed today's episode, subscribe for future episodes. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to hearing you and seeing from you in future episodes.